Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Freddie Kunkel of the Washington Post, who's been writing a little bit about the bill that deals with, or started out dealing with, pit bulls, and was quite controversial and difficult for the Assembly to deal with. And I think this is the second or third year that they've tried to get something done. And apparently we've gotten there. Tell us where we stand on this, Freddie.
The General Assembly has passed a bill that was a compromise. First of all, now this is going to apply to any pet owner of any breed. So whether you have a Chihuahua, whether you have a Golden Retriever or a Pit Bull, if it bites somebody and there's serious injury or something like death, and someone ends up suing you to recover those damages, medical bills, let's say, now under this new law, when you walked into court with your Golden Retriever, no matter how sweet it is, you walk in, you are presumed to have known, or you should have known, that your dog could bite somebody. And it's a presumption, just like in the criminal court, it's sort of the reverse of a criminal presumption of innocence. You start out with that presumption that you knew or should have known that your animal is dangerous. But then you can neutralize that. You can rebut that, is the word in the law, by going in and saying, my Golden Retriever was the sweetest dog. I mean, you know, it licked babies' faces, it, you know, acted like a nanny for our kids, it, you know, whatever. It walked little ladies across the street. That could be enough that the judge is going to be able to say to the jury, okay, jury, now it's up to you. You decide. And people who are unhappy with this compromise are saying that's going to leave the victim right back at square one, trying to dig up. You'd have to hire a private investigator to show maybe that this dog had bitten somebody before or acted nasty before, whatever, to get a recovery of damages from homeowner's insurance or a person's pocket or whatever to pay for medical bills. And at bottom, this case arose out of an almost deadly attack on a young boy in Baltimore County. He was 10 years old, and he suffered life-threatening injuries when a pit bull climbed out of an enclosure and ran him down and dragged him all around an alley and severed his femoral artery, and he almost bled to death. And the family essentially was trying to recover the medical expenses, and they had a hard time doing that until they won in front of the Court of Appeals.
Well, it's a difficult problem, but one that the General Assembly knows it's dealing with voters, and it's dealing with the kind of issues that really get people's attention. So I'm sure they're happy that it's sort of behind them.
Dogs are a really emotional issue, and that was one of the things that was kind of fun and interesting about covering this, because, of course, people really love their pets. They love dogs. They treat them like family members. But there are also a lot of people out there who are afraid of dogs, don't necessarily like dogs, and they find it maybe even obnoxious sometimes that pet owners who love their dogs think the rest of the world should love their dogs. And so it definitely gets people's emotions high. And it was really kind of interesting, some of the debates that happened that I happened to see on the floor of the Senate, where people were really quite impassioned about what to do about this law.
Well, I'm sure that is true. And I will say again, I'm sure they're glad to have it behind them. Freddie, thank you so much for being with us.
Sure. My pleasure.
For Freddie Kunkel, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.